It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What is a facial?
Things to where you exfoliate, they put the mask on you, they put the hot steam on you, and you get all that dead skin off, and then you're shining!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I choose you, Evan. Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs.
Well, I'm glad we're coming in with this song. I got a nugget on this in a second, but I do want to remind people again, we will, in a few minutes, you got to keep listening because we're going to give you a chance to play in the 3-on-3 Hoop It Up Tournament, August 11th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Thrive City, second consecutive year of this. We're giving you your chance, three listener teams, when you hear this sounder.
They got cheese in the truck. I asked for cheese on the taco, and they put it on.
I guess that's a sounder.
Wow.
Yeah. That was Daryl the Guru Johnson. But did you know that, so the International Players Anthem, so that first part during Andre Three Stacks verse,
Pimp
C was pissed at him.
Why?
Because the song was supposed to be about players. It wasn't supposed to be about love and matrimony.
Okay. Wow, I didn't know that.
And Three Stacks puts together this like beautiful ballad and then about how he's walking to the altar and he's seeing the love of his life walk down the hallway. And then it goes right into Pimp C's verse about whatever.
Man.
Yeah, apparently he wanted him to rewrite it, but he said no.
They played this in... I hope you've seen this movie, The Mac, filmed in Oakland, California. Max Julian, rest in peace. They played that song in there, I Choose You. Tell me you've seen The Mac.
The Mac?
Yeah. He was pimping.
I haven't seen The Mac.
Oh, you got to watch it, man. It's a class. Richard Pryor's in there.
All right, I'll watch The Mac this weekend.
Yeah.
You go watch Fresh. How about that?
It's done.
You can swap some stuff.
What happened?
Oh, I was just reading something. Oh, apparently, yeah, that's fine. But all right.
If it's an error I made, I need to know now.
What? No, it was an error I made. That's okay.
Okay. What is it, Evan? I want to hear it.
I guess it was a slightly different version of that story. Bun B was mad because he cut the beat out. I'm pretty sure I read Pimp C wasn't happy with
I like your version. Let's go, baby.
No, they both could be true. We'll see. Look, that's the thing. You got to be willing to admit when you're wrong, okay? Not, you know, holy. Like, if there's something that, I don't know, I feel like my opinion is correct, then I'm not going to back down from it. But if I get something factually incorrect, I'm willing to fess up to that.
I'm the poster child for it. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah, we react to new information. That's what we do. The new information this season with the San Francisco 49ers is that, look, they're gearing up. I want to place emphasis on year three of the rookie deal with Brock Purdy, because based on the salary cap, the new era quarterbacks that are getting paid, and there's $850 million per year dudes right now, a lot of those guys have had their best chances to win a Super Bowl. I should say their best teams, the best collection of talent in year three of their rookie deal. That's why teams are trying to build as quickly as possible. It's why a team like we saw last night, the Houston Texans, I think had been so aggressive in free agency and in the offseason, going to get Stephon Diggs, bringing in Joe Mixon. A team like the Chicago Bears, able to get Keenan Allen, paying DJ Moore, drafting Rome Odunze, trying to build their core around Caleb Williams. So right now, Brock Purdy, I think this is the last best collection of talent he's going to have at his disposal, either because guys are getting a little bit older or because they're going to have to make decisions surrounding the amount of money they pay Brock Purdy.
No doubt. Or if he morphs into what you want to see, a guy that has major growth and he becomes the modern day Tom Brady, to where he doesn't need you know, a top-tier receiver like Mahomes last year. Remember how that offense was struggling? But he was the one constant, saved them, and they won the Super Bowl. But I'm just saying, Evan, if it gets to that point and we're assuming that Brock Purdy gets paid just this enormous amount of money and you're going to lose talent, you don't need an Ayuk or Debo with in a perfect world with the Brock Purdy because he's going to make up for it with what's between his ears. Now, I wouldn't want to go that route. I want Justin Jefferson on the outside. I want Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb. But it's just a thought. If he does turn into that guy, just from a, I know you talked about it, a leader standpoint, but what comes along with it is a maturity to where, hey, we still can get to the ultimate goal if I don't have a top tier or top flight receiver on the outside. They got cheese in the truck. I asked for cheese on the taco and they put it on.
All right. So that truth speaking sentence by Daryl the Guru Johnson is your cue to get to the contest line right now at 415-523-4652. Again, that's 415-523-4652. That's our contest line for 95.7 The Game. The first three listeners that call in will get a chance to have their registration paid for the Hoop It Up basketball tournament 3-on-3, which returns to Thrive City Sunday, August 11th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're putting a team together and sending them out there, and you get your chance to do so as well. Call in 415-523-4652. That is the contest line. Also, for more information, go to hoopitup.com/San Francisco. If you think you can beat our team, again, hit the contest line, 415-523-4652. Get your guys or your girls, gals, women, together, and we'll see you right there on
Let's
August
go,
11th.
Baby. And we're paying for, we're picking up the tab for three teams.
Sounds like the ship.
Yeah, look at you. Let's go,
up the
baby.
Tab. Yes, sir. Look, it's all, I mean, it's a payday Friday. It feels appropriate, Q. You know, I mean, I know you might have got a little bit early, but that's fine. The rest of us, you know, sliding out today. Which
honestly, we have been, we've been drying out this whole week. I've been going to the gym. We have not, usually we'll get a little salami sandwiches, you know, a sandwich. But this whole, so it'll be better today. You know, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
No. Not having that same hamburger every day when you kind of back off it. And then when you get it, it's like, yeah.
Well, that's what, you know, I'm looking forward to 2 o'clock. Looking forward to hanging out with you, with Cam, with Carter.
2:11.
Yeah, well.
Got the
11
crossover.
Or 11 or 12.
Well, it's kind of fluctuating here lately.
No, I'm a guy who needs a hard out. You know, if I need to get out 2:12 or 2:10, you know, I need a hard out. You know, I'll throw the bag over the shoulder and do my Steiny impression and just get up out of here on 95.7 The Game.
Looking for my cricket button.
Oh. Hey, Goo.
Freaky Friday. I got you.
Hey, Goo.
What's up, baby? Talk to me.
What's the most surprising sports move that's happened in the Bay Area this summer, you think?
Wow. Evan, that is...
I knew I threw that curveball at you.
No, but I'm going to say it. Klay Thompson leaving.
Mm.
That shocked me. I understand it, but you're telling me now the big three is gone? Finito? And Klay was the one gone? How weird is that? So, Evan, I love the question. Hashtag random. That shocked the hell out of me. Just think about it. Klay Thompson is no longer a Warrior.
I think at this time last year, if you told me that Klay wasn't going to be on the Warriors, that would shock me. But the way that everything unfolded this season, I wasn't surprised, especially after all the breadcrumbs leaking and kind of being laid out that he wasn't happy and it was trending towards this. By the time it happened, I was not surprised. And in fact, I think I expected it. What surprised me this summer was the Niners drafting Ricky Pearsall.
You know, damn, that's
not as big of a name as Klay Thompson. But because I thought we'd get to this point, Goo, where Brandon Ayuk was, you know, going to be dapping up Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. I also think I thought he'd be putting ink to paper.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, like if I told you on draft night that we'd be in this position where you and I both believe that Ayuk is still going to be here this season and is going to get a contract, wouldn't it be surprising that they would draft a wide receiver in the first round?
No doubt. Super surprising. And I don't want to... It's no victory lap because I don't want it, Evan. But remember, you, myself, and Steiny did the show where we said, Klay stay or go, Ayuk stay or go. My answer was they both go, and Clay's gone, and I don't want to be right. But, Evan, how can you be a team on the cusp of trying to win a Super Bowl, one that would – I love Kyle. We should have been to 3-1-2. How can you defend the drafting of Pearsall when that's supposed to be a position of strength? Why am I up here flabbergasted about what's going on with Ayuk? I think what I need to hone in on, the fact that he hadn't been traded draft night or up until this point. So the Larry Krugers of the world, and I keep going to Philadelphia, Texas, and like, Evan, do I sound stupid? Like, maybe that's why they drafted Ricky Pearsall, because they were going to get off of Ayuk, and they don't want to meet his demand financially.
Well, I would never call you stupid, but I don't think that's an uninformed thought. Like, it is kind of strange now. If it was almost to protect yourself, I wonder, that can't be it. I don't think the pick was just to protect themselves from Ayuk leaving. I think they believed that Pearsall was probably the best player on the board at that time. And there was dual motives, because whether it was Ayuk or Debo, you might have the need for a receiver. But Ricky Pearsall is going to play in the slot. And he didn't, I don't think in Florida he played much on the outside. Like, that's his role, and he's really good at it. And I hope that Pearsall is going to turn into a nice player. But I just find it hard to see that if Debo's healthy, if Ayuk is back and he's healthy, and of course Juwan Jennings is healthy, I don't know how Pearsall gets on the field much. And that seems like a lot of draft capital to invest in a player that, like, he might help you on kickoffs, which we found out yesterday are kind of interesting.
I kind of like it.
You do?
Yeah, because I don't, the collisions won't be as vicious. And I'm thinking, you can, oh, come on, go get out of here. I'm thinking about guys' lives down the road. But Evan, I think we're going to see a lot more returns and less CTE and you know, top of the line collision. So that's why I'm excited. If you watched last night, it's going to sound crazy. I kind of text you on a threat. It's like a run play almost. Like, dude, they can't move until the kick returner gets the ball. So I feel like we're going to see some, you know, he taking it to 30, right? I think we're going to see some of that. I'm excited about it. And nothing's worse, Evan, than the touchback. Why even waste our time if you ain't bringing it out? You know, dude's kicking it way in the stands. But I got to go back to what you just said. I'm all over. I'm excited. I can taste it.
It's Friday.
Evan, it's almost like if they keep Ayuk, you almost wasted a pick. In a sense of bang for your buck.
Yeah. I can't
I'm
say
sorry,
that they
I had to go there.
No, I can't say they wasted it, because who knows? Pearsall could turn into a really nice player.
Odds of that, Evan, on a team that doesn't throw it like the Detroit Lions or the Dallas Cowboys, you know?
Well, and this is from the 408, the Xfinity Mobile text line. Pearsall has nothing to do with Ayuk. They need depth at receiver. They played Chris Conley in the Super Bowl. I mean, fair, but I also think that there are other positions in which their depth is either just as, if not more, depleted.
O-line.
Offensive line. I mean, you could even look at the defensive line after losing Armstead. Like, you know, Malik Collins is a serviceable player. They brought in Leonard Floyd, signed Yetur Gross-Matos. You know, but this is a team that invests a lot in their defensive line. And maybe there wasn't a guy there that they felt comfortable with.
Well, that's the company line that we're hearing. Okay, I get it. But, Evan, real quick here. Am I overestimating the talent of one Juwan Jennings, who made a touchdown in the Super Bowl and a big play to keep their season alive against the Packers? Am I missing something in regard to, is he, like, did you need Pearsall so bad that Juwan Jennings couldn't have been your fill-in? Do you know what I mean? Like, what am I missing on Juwan Jennings? Am I overestimating his talent? That's what makes it more, you know, just peculiar.
Yeah.
That you got Pearsall, when Juwan Jennings, when you needed him, showed up more times than not.
888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Infrastani with Goo. Maybe you can help us figure this out. You know, I just kind of threw it out there. The most surprising sports move that a Bay Area team has made this summer.
That's a good question.
Kind of coming to a close. We're starting to see things become crystallized a bit. And look, Ayuk is not under lock and key yet, but. Oh, did you have one?
Oh, I want a do-over.
Okay.
The trading of one Solaire from the San Francisco Giants.
Oh,
seriously,
man.
You won one.
They won the game.
I don't understand it.
On to Cincinnati.
Sports, man.
Yeah, Kay, that's how I'm feeling.
You need offense. It's hemorrhaging. It is below standard. And you go give away a guy that on a good day could be your bopper.
Yeah, but if I'm going to be real, the poster boy from for the offense operating below standard is Jorge Soler. I mean, seriously.
Not Chapman? I mean, I put them all in.
No, but I mean, Chapman hasn't been...
It's a collective.
Yeah, I mean, look, Chapman hasn't been Nolan Arenado in his prime. He hasn't even been Matt Chapman in his prime. But at least he plays defense. Like, Soler's your DH.
Ah, man.
His only job is to hit.
I'm not mad at that.
And he hasn't hit. Now, if you're saying surprising from the big picture standpoint of you moved off him a year after giving him multiple years, that would be, like...
We thought they were going to buy.
At the beginning of the season, if you told me they shipped Soler at the deadline, I would be surprised.
Wow. And that would signal to you this year went all bad.
Yes. And it has.
Right now, it is.
It's kind of the way that I felt
four and
about
a half back.
Chris Paul at the beginning of the Warriors season last year.
Talk to me.
If they had traded him at the deadline, it meant the season went horribly wrong.
Interesting.
And they ended up, I guess, just using him to save some money.
And the season still went horribly wrong. Bottom feeder.
Yeah, no, the season was not great.
I don't want to hear about 46. Did you qualify? Nope.
Damn it, you're turning into Steiny.
Yeah. Bottom feeder.
I want to fight both.
Curry used, I couldn't believe he used that term. If you want to be a bottom feeder.
Do you think he believes they were a bottom feeder?
When you
though?
Don't make the playoffs, what are you? And I'm being real. Forget the Warriors. If you don't make the playoffs, that's Scrubville. That's Lotteryville.
Oh, they didn't have a pick.
Well, you know, but you earned it. You know.
Yeah.
So you think he just so happened to say bottom feeder and had his team not in there? That's what made that so cryptic.
That's true.
They won 46. I don't care. What did he get you into?
Nothing. They were so close. Oh, they were so close. I mean, look,
the Niners are the Bay's only hope right now. Let's put that right on the table. Whoa. Brought to you by ATCO.
Whoa.
Let's keep it real. The Giants are a mess. The Warriors didn't make the playoffs.
Whoa.
And no, I'm just for real.
The only hope?
Right now?
Luke Skywalker?
I was going there. You beat me
or
to
Ben
it.
Kenobi, sorry.
Right now. That's it.
I don't know about the only hope. There's no hope for the Warriors whatsoever.
About the cycle that has just passed or the one
DeAnthony
we're currently
Melton.
In.
You know, slow-mo.
Yeah, good. He was
coming
great
to save the day.
It's bigger than them. We need some the big boys. Who's going to be the starting two for the Warriors? Just like when we go to the cafeteria, pour me a double just on that question.
Pajemski.
And then Kerr saying, we got four or five. This is going to be like it's tryouts? This ain't Lake Merritt College? Like, come on, man. It's the Warriors. You shouldn't have openings.
Hey, look, man.
I'm letting it all out before Steiny gets back.
I'm going to be real, too, then. Steve Kerr's holding tryouts for Team USA. Why can't he hold tryouts for the Golden State Warriors?
Why don't I care?
We don't even
about
know what
the
starting five is for tomorrow's game.
Who cares?
Well, we do, but it's different from last game.
Do you think people are really mad that Tatum and Embiid aren't playing?
Probably. Yeah, Boston Celtics fans are pissed off.
Our society is it's messed up.
Embiid might be mad. I don't know.
He won the game by 30 almost.
He's running an AAU team, basically. That's the best in the world.
Oh, my God.
The parents are pissed off because their kid's not getting in the game. You can't play everybody. You know, George Kittle's not going to have 150 yards each week.
97 on Madden, by the way.
Why? He's not that good.
Because he blocks.
He's not that good.
I told you what happened at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame event. It was Bonte, John Taylor, and I. We talked about a good hour.
You keep bringing that up.
Because he was telling Kyle that Kittle needs to be involved more in the passing game. And I can make one argument or two that that's why they haven't won the Super Bowl. But he was running open in the 19 Super Bowl. Kittle was like deer in the field, and Jimmy just missed him. So the ball didn't even come his way. And then the one he got right before half, and they called offensive pass interference. So I'll let that there.
I did read that John Taylor just wants the Niners to pay Ayuk. I mean, just give him his chicken. Although that doesn't necessarily shock me because – Taylor was the number two receiver, right? It wasn't the number one option.
Gotcha. He was a bad boy.
So he's going to stick up for those guys. He's going to stick up for the Ayuks. He might be the best receiver, pure, but he's not the number one option on the Niners.
Man, I just came in today, went to bed after coming from the Cairo. Dr. Jojo Jolly, my chiropractor in Newark, I feel like I could dunk right now.
Well, you look brand new. You got a haircut.
Yeah, but the shoulders are up. The neck ain't drooping. Like, I'm ready. My boy put hands on me. But listen, when Larry Kruger says, our own Larry Kruger says.
And we love him.
He might get traded. Evan, like, until we find out there's a deal, that's on the table, bud.
Well, yeah, he also might get signed. But again.
Right, but I'll tell you.
Actually, that. I think right now that would be the biggest surprise of the summer. Brandon Ayuk gets traded to me, that would be the biggest surprise so far of the summer. And again, that's what we kind of want to get into right now. 888-957-9570. There's been some moves that have happened to the Bay Area sports scene. What's the biggest surprise to you? And we got one of our favorites, BPA, Palo Alto.
Man, I like
Palo Alto on the line. BPA, what's going on, man? How are you?
Guys, how you doing?
What's up, baby? Talk to us.
Hey. I actually changed my mind as I waited, but my biggest surprise is the Warriors' failure. The Warriors' failure to secure a second or even third option for Steph.
Wow.
To help Steph, that to me is my biggest surprise, especially when they had sort of made a decision to move off Clay or not prioritize Clay. I thought for sure, right, you would actually get Steph some help, and they didn't. And now they're saying they're good. They don't want to get him. They don't want to get him help. And I'll pair that with my next thought, which is don't be surprised if Steph Curry publicly asks for a trade after the Olympics. That's my prediction.
BPA, I'm gonna leave you with this one.
Well, damn.
As down as last year was for Warrior fans, if you're telling me right now they don't know who, we don't know who the starting two guard is, I'm turning into Steiny on this Friday. I mean, how frightening is that? Steph doesn't even know who his starting two is. Just think about that. And I'm in a world of, I'm Mr. Optimistic, but I'm telling you, Evan and BPA, if he's still listening, that's scary. Evan, they don't know who their starting two is. Let me tell you who does know.
Yes, they do.
Who?
It's Brandon Pajemski.
We don't know. I want him to be the guard, the backup point, the Chris Paul.
I feel just as confident in Brandon Ayuk being a 49er this year as I do Brandon Pajemski being the starting two guard.
Do you mean that?
I do. I seriously do.
I don't.
Well, no, I don't know what that means. I mean, I'm not sure that Pods is.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the kid. I love him.
Yeah, I think he's a good player.
But is he a starting two on a championship team?
Who else? Like, seriously. Wow. I mean, maybe Melton.
Let's be honest. Let's put some respect on his name. Before the back injury, Melton was a baller. I've seen him do it.
The back injury is the only reason he's a Warrior, I think.
Okay. Well, then you're given the stamp of approval when healthy.
Yeah,
but
he's
a good
player.
Even put Pods in that position? I'm sure he wants it, but I think he's a PG. He gets others involved. He's a good passer. Why wouldn't year two be, hey, I'll come off the bench, provide that energy. But Evan, that's like feeding him to the wolves, I believe, the starting two.
I don't know if it'd be feeding him the wolves. I mean, all those things you just mentioned are things that Steve Kerr values. So whether it's the right choice or not, I just think they like his game a lot. The way they talk about him, and I'll say this too, because you know the name Markkanen has been floated around. Evan Sittery, I believe, of Yahoo Sports reported earlier today or yesterday that all signs of that Markkanen signing long term with Utah. That's going to be expected next week.
That's today.
I think he has until August 6th, but yeah, that was the report by Sittery. And, you know, they're expecting $40 million.
Run it back.
But that's because the Warriors and the Jazz were never close on a deal. And I think a big reason is because the Warriors don't want to part with Pajemski. And I'm going to be honest, if maybe not the Jazz, but if I'm a team that is trying to, you know, instantly improve and get better, because of the contract situation and because of the rookie control,
yeah,
I do think I would rather ask for Pajemski than Kuminga. No matter what you think of Kuminga and how good he's going to be, I would rather have Pajemski on my team because he's more plug and play.
Now, I got to ask this because I love me some Pods. Is that more financial flexibility and the bang for your buck you're getting for the finances? Or, like, that's not in a 100% attraction to Brandon's game for winning basketball.
How about this? I'll tell you why on the other side.
All right, there you go.
We got to hit a break here. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. Again, we're talking about the biggest surprises of the summer. We've heard about Clay. I think it's Ricky Pearsall And I'll dig into that deeper as to why on the other side as well. And that's what's coming up on The Game, presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tell me what I've seen. I'm 50 years old. I know what I've seen.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We're having a lot of fun here on a Friday. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz. Guru here as always. Steiny will be back next week from London.
Dude, think he'll be in a good mood?
I actually think he will.
Yeah.
He's
been in a great mood here lately.
He told me before we left that he was like, man, when I see you, I'm going to be down bad.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Yeah, well, yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
Wow. You're ready to load on me.
Sorry, that dude.
I got to throw this at you, though, too. Yeah. We're going to get to the calls in a minute, 888-957-9570. But so at camp today, Niners are out practicing. Kyle Shanahan described the hug that was between him and Ayuk as a bro hug, how they greet each other. But I also saw this from our timeline. Deebo Samuel signed the forehead of a newborn baby. Is that fair or foul? Like, I don't have kids. I think everyone in this room, Carter doesn't, but both Ken and yourself both got children. Would you ever let an athlete sign your baby?
Now, first, I want to call Child Services. With all the stuff going around, I don't know, was it a Sharpie?
Sharpie, just sign the forehead.
I'm the biggest sports guy there is, but there, come on, you don't put anything on the kid at this young infant stage. Ugh. Now, I'm not mad at Deebo, but the parents, good gosh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, Ken. It's from, the candidate?
The campaign.
The campaign, yeah. Will Ferrell signs the forehead of a newborn baby.
Yeah, I'm not
that,
into that.
That can't go. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand a Sharpie might be, like, you're not actually infecting the child. You know, it's not going to hurt it. But seriously, there are a lot more things that you could sign, number one, that are permanent. Number two, that I feel like would be more appropriate to sign than a newborn baby.
You're always picking up race. I doubt those were black parents. come on, man. You can't. A brand new baby? Come on.
Oh, man.
You don't do that, Evan.
Well, you're right on the money.
Come on.
It was one of my fellow Caucasians.
What
did I do wrong?
Yeah, I'm checking it out right now.
Yep,
a fellow light-skinned person.
What about Carter coming in answering your question with the A's moving to SAC is the shock.
Oh, yeah. The most surprising thing that's happened in the Bay Area sports scene this summer. The A's moving to Sacramento. them moving, I guess, wasn't shocking, but them going to SAC, that might have ruffled some
people. To play in a Triple-A stadium. You know I love me some Sacramento. We're going to see Ohtani tonight.
Yes, we are.
But come on, Evan. That's just, I'm dreading that. Visiting teams are going to have to play in a Triple-A park.
Well,
because Oakland couldn't handle their business and Wolf's an idiot.
There's just a lot of logistical things. Yeah, John Fisher doesn't know what the hell is going on, but there's a lot of logistical things that just won't work. Like, there's no tunnels from the dugout. So can you imagine this? Because this is going to happen at some point next summer.
Think about that.
So let's say, like, the Yankees are coming to Sacramento next year. Aaron Boone gets ejected. You know what he's going to have to do? He's going to have to walk from the dugout all the way out to left field through the gate to get to the clubhouse.
So the
entire game is just going to have to stop.
This is how your boy Fisher wanted it, man.
It's going to be the most minor league thing that we've ever seen. Yeah, wow. That certainly is a surprise to some people. I didn't expect Sacramento, but I didn't expect
it was Vegas. Like, I
well, it will be it, Vegas.
I don't think it will, Evan. I think this...
It's supposed to be,
okay.
I guess.
You read the tea leaves. Hey, wake me up when it happens, but that's a great one. But the Klay Thompson one, that's the leader in the clubhouse to me, man.
I think so. And speaking of the Warriors, Alonzo in San Francisco wants to ask you a question, Goo.
Uh-oh.
Let's get out to Alonzo right here in the city.
Zo.
What's going on, my man? How are you?
What's going down? You guys doing great today.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know what his explanation is, because we all know it's going to take the max money to keep Kuminga after next year, right? So I want him to explain why he thinks Kuminga should get the max money, which probably like $200 million or something crazy, right? So why does he get that max money? Why does he deserve the max money? I don't get it.
Well, was that to me, Evan?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm with you. I would be petrified to give Kuminga, who's not a finished product, that much money. But what we're learning in sports now is you get the pay before you get the proof. And that's one Jordan Love. He's the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, and he's got as much question marks as Brock Purdy. And Brock's up. So he must have misquoted me or misheard me. I've never been in the camp of pay Kuminga. I was willing to deal Kuminga because I don't think he will get the polish and the moxie enough to be a Kevin Durant type of scorer, even Paul George. Love is athleticism, but I believe the Warriors have nothing in regard to the future in their cabinet if they let one Jonathan Kuminga go. So if it's not this year, Evan, it's going to be next year. Somebody's got to get paid, and somebody's got to be deemed the future. And right now, he's the leader in the clubhouse, to me.
Yeah, but by process of elimination, I think that's the hesitance that a lot of fans have. Also, I would say, yes, I mean, Love hasn't proven a ton yet.
And I like him.
But all the quarterbacks that have gotten paid have proved more in their respective field than Jonathan Kuminga has. Now, you can make a case that's because he hasn't gotten much opportunity.
Yeah.
But you are right now, if you choose to extend Kuminga, paying him more on what you think he will do as opposed to what you've seen, because we haven't really seen that much. Like, you can make a case in this last season that we saw more from Brandon Pajemski. You know, and that's why I think that during trade talks this entire summer, why, sure, Kuminga's name is involved and teams that are rebuilding would like a, you know, piece of that potential. But if you're asking me, would I rather trade for JK and pay him, or would I rather trade and get Pajemski and plug him in right now? I think I would lean more towards Pods. You know, I don't think that Pods is going to turn into James Harden, but I know what I'm going to get from him.
Man, Evan, when you put it like that, I do agree. And again, I was a guy going to support my son, team manager at Santa Clara, watching Pods play, and to see what he's blossomed into, it's incredible. But Evan, when you put it the way you just put it, I'm with you. And I know Steiny always talks about Kuminga didn't pick up a basketball and start playing in his teens or whatnot. But Evan, at the end of the day, man, this dude, I think there's too many roadblocks. There's again, if BPA is listening, I think there's two timelines again. Kuminga's timeline, which I think he'll never get to, playing with Trey and Steph. And if this were a Rocket team or the Toronto Raptors and it was open gym and Kuminga could do what he excels at, run and show those athletic gifts, Evan, I would write that check. But now we need him to use the IQ. I'm not saying he doesn't have it, but he gets lost on defense. And when he told the reporters last year around Christmas time that he got to think of his computer goes to the OGs first, I don't think he can just let it all hang out and be the best Kuminga he can be. So that scares me about the Warriors is you may have to pay him, but also he'll be batting a basketball version of seventh instead of third and fourth, where ideally that's what he is. But we can't find that out because Steph's here. And I get why Steph's here, but it scares me. I watch these games, Evan, and I'm like, man, he'll never be the name on the marquee. And Kuminga's the type of player right now to me, that's where we're really going to find out, does he have the goods? But I always think he'll never be able to get the big piece of the pie until Curry and Dre are gone. And I could be wrong.
No, but unlike the Niners, and look, there's more roster spots and all the rest. But the Niners have a lot of, you know, older, you know, cornerstone players, but they've also established now kind of a nice little group of younger up and comers that are more established. I think Bosa has been around for a while, but he's, you know, he's 25, 26. Purdy, obviously, you know, and they're looking for more than that. Most of their guys are right in the midst of their prime. The Warriors don't have that situation. Unfortunately, I do think that, like, no matter what you think about Kuminga or Pods, yeah, I do think both of them, just like Ayuk, will remain with their team because of the news we found earlier today from Evan Siddery, national NBA reporter from Forbes, basically saying that it doesn't appear like Lauri Markkanen is going anywhere. The Jazz are expected to give him a contract extension next week before the deadline on August 6th, and he's probably going to be a $40 million basketball player by the time that the season starts.
And I'll say this, Evan, if you look at the books in regard to marketing, a lot of people scoffed. I mean, I don't want him here. Dude can play some damn basketball. And if you're going to say Utah is not good and put it all at his doorstep, that is so unfair. Dude, 7 foot, could put it on the floor, create his own shot, make free throws, shoot the three. Like, I was all in, but it's just maddening. Again, if the Warriors were really trying to do all they could to get a Paul George, and now if Lauri Markkanen, who it makes all the sense in the world, like, Evan, I would build around marketing if I were Utah. Like, it makes sense, but I guess I'm just mad at myself for, you know, biting another pill of, man, maybe this thing will come to fruition. Maybe it'll happen. And it looks like right now it's not going to. And the old Fitz model, when he joined our show and set it on fire with, you know, Draymond doesn't get suspended, yada, yada, yada. But now Clay's gone. So, you know, that energy he exuded now needs to we need to get a remix.
Yeah.
To now there's no Clay. Are you still that confident? And they'll probably be like, yeah, Goo, but this is not the offseason I thought thus far. And if they don't get marketing, then it's a wrap. The only thing that's going to change is the trading deadline, but that's after the ball tips in November. Damn it, Evan. I'm here for it. I'm a root, but boy, running it back looks like that's what it is, man.
I don't think they are running it back, though.
Well, no Clay?
Yeah, Clay Thompson's in Dallas. I mean, they have three brand new players on this team that essentially make what Clay Thompson made or would have made. And I do think they're in a better overall position. Now, the question is how much better? And we're going to find that out. You know, to me, though, and that's what I think one of our callers might have been BPA brought up, like, that is the most surprising part of the summer. The fact that they moved Clay and basically don't have a replacement as a number two. Mm. I can see that. I mean, to me, I still think the most surprising part about this summer for me is them drafting Ricky Pearsall. In fact, I'll take it a step
That's
further.
That's a good one, man.
Because I do think that Brandon Ayuk and Kyle Shanahan talked about at the podium a little while ago that's just how they greet each other. It's a bro hug. Might not mean much, but
I've never seen it before.
I'm reading in. I don't think a player that believes that they have a chance to get traded or is going to get traded would be as jovial as Brandon Ayuk was yesterday. Maybe that's just me. But if that's the case, and Ayuk's going to have a contract, well, if I'm looking at every first round pick, the only other pick that's more confusing to me than the Niners taking Ricky Pearsall,
give it to me,
is the Falcons taking Michael Penix.
Oh, man.
Because they also have a court.
Yeah.
Like, but it's
give him $100 million.
Now that one is confounding. I do not get it whatsoever. I don't see the vision.
Damn.
I don't know why he's on that team. But the second most confusing pick from this most recent first round, if Ayuk's on the team, it's Ricky Pearsall.
And I don't like that. Like, let's just say you're proven wrong, because I'm in the same boat with you now, nothing can do. But Evan, like, why would you put that spotlight on your team when it's Operation Get Back? Maybe you need a corner. Maybe you need somebody to replace Greenlaw, because it'll be a little O-line, we all can admit they needed that. But to re-up Jennings, who's shown he's big time, and go that way with Ricky Pearsall just tells me that wasn't the right pick. That was not the area of need. So if Ayuk is back and I want him back, Evan, you are right. And let's say they don't get to the heights again. I don't think it's unfair to double back and say, what the hell were you guys doing? And then when all I think of real quick here, Lynch on his phone, Brandon put fire emoji. What the hell? I just playing that back. Like, how can Brandon send fire emoji? That's what he sent it, but he doesn't mean that because he's got to be thinking about his chicken and he's got to be thinking about his boy from Arizona State might be his replacement. And now look, months later, he's at practice on the sideline, but we're supposed to believe the dap was, what you doing tonight? You know, watch Fresh on Netflix this weekend. It's baffling, man. It really is.
No, the other part, too, is, okay, if your argument is that they needed depth at the position, well, that's fair. I mean, they also drafted Jacob Cowing in the fourth round. That's another wide receiver. You know, if you're looking at how they distributed their draft this year, the two positions or groups that they spent the most on would be wide receiver, Pearsall and Cowing, and then the secondary. They drafted Malik Mustafa in the fourth round, who
people are saying, Larry says, incredible.
Larry Kruger's very high on. And then, of course, in the second round, Renardo Green. So those two spots, they didn't spend much on the defensive line, and they didn't address much at the linebacking position because they signed Devondre Campbell. So, look, they drafted two linemen. You know, they got Pooney in the third round. They got Kingston in the sixth round. They even, you know, took a running back, Garendo, in the fourth round. So, like, they kind of spread it out. But again, you also drafted Gray a couple of years ago in the third round. Apparently, he's not somebody that's going to be able to get on the field much. Ronnie Bell is a seventh round pick last year. He did get on the field last year.
I liked it. I thought he was doing okay.
But maybe he's not your answer there, apparently. And, you know, Chris Conley was, you know, signed last year. But isn't a guy that you want to depend on. I just don't know how much depth they really did need at that position in terms of a top-end talent. All right. And if you're telling me that there was no one else there, like I guess I'll hear it. But to me, a first-round pick is supposed to be a hit.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a player you feel an impact from, ideally, immediately. And if Ayuk is back,
that ain't immediately, bud, unless you're running five wide.
There's going to be a lot of practice jerseys on for Ricky Pearsall.
Well said, Evan. And can I tell you my worst? You didn't ask me, but I'm just going to volunteer it. Evan, can I tell you something eating at me that I don't like about this Niner season and the word continuity that you brought up, and it was perfect? Evan, I'm sorry. I don't like Nick Sorensen. His name could be Evan Giddings. I don't like that they got a new defensive coordinator. I don't like the fact that Saleh and D'Amico Ryans parlayed this great defense into head coaching jobs, and they deserved it. And now here comes Nick Sorensen without the services of Greenlaw early. I'm just telling you, I don't like it. And it's nothing against Nick, Evan, but now we got stay. Like, I'm one of those guys foreshadowing the future. We come in here and the Niners have a bad defensive game. It's like, who's calling the D? Is it Staley? The eyes. Like, Jennifer joined us yesterday and she said he was, you know, Lenore was saying this guy's great. He's giving me great insight. But Evan, it has all the ingredients if the Niners D takes a step back of, oh boy, we had a great run, no Greenlaw. Now we got one coordinator, or do we got two? Do we got one and a half? And you could say I'm being negative, but that's not continuity. The fact that you went and got Wilkes and he's ran, had a good Super Bowl, people think he got a raw deal, but it's just little stuff that and maybe you say, Goo, you're too negative, but I could just, one Monday morning we come in here, whose defense is it? I don't like that they got Staley even around. And it's nothing against Staley. It's like, I'm your DC or bust.
Well, I first want to take a look at the idea of a different DC. I think that was necessary. Now, I didn't think Steve Wilks did as bad of a job as a lot of people described, but there's clearly a disconnect between him and Shanahan. And as much as I...
And Bosa.
And Bosa. And look, you're going to acquiesce to the player. You know, you need to kind of figure out who they feel comfortable with. And if Wilkes wasn't the guy, you know, I didn't pay Steve Wilkes $30+ million. I paid Nick Bosa. That's what we talked about with Dibs yesterday during the crossover. We'll talk to him again at 2 o'clock.
Dibbers.
At 1:48-ish till 2:12, hard out with him and Granny. But I didn't pay Wilkes that amount of money. Just like I don't have to put everything on the defensive coordinator, You know, if I'm giving Bosa that contract, I need him to be better. You know, I need the defensive players that I'm paying big money to play better.
All right.
And it is the coordinator's job to put them in positions to succeed. But I guess I'm just a player over coach kind of guy. I believe the players dictate how the season goes, not the coaches.
I'm not mad at that, but
more
just tell me what you think. And I hear you. I feel you. I tell you what, had Bill Belichick took that offer of becoming the defensive coordinator, there would be no eyes in the sky. And again, everybody's not the hoodie, but that's what I mean. Evan, Nick Sorensen, he may be turn out to be the next coach of a future team and be great at his job. But what I don't like is you got somebody looking over your shoulder in a sense, but had you got Bill Belichick, it was his job and nobody's looking over his shoulder, if you kind of catch my drift.
Well,
it's like, Nick, you're our guy, but hey, here comes Staley. Just like you can't, I've been around the block, Evan. There's ingredients of uncertainty because Nick, this is his first time doing it. And if you had Beal or Wilkes even worked out, he didn't have anybody. Well, I guess he did looking over his shoulder, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to be positive and spin it like nothing to see here. But boy, if somehow the Niner defense wasn't as strong as it's been.
Well, let's check in on Kyle Shanahan from Dave in Fresno. Dave is next up on 95.7 The Game. What's going on, man? You're on with Evan and Goo. How are you?
Good afternoon, boys.
Hey.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yes, sir. So, you know, I was listening to you guys earlier talking about the leader of the team. And, you know, we got a lot of leaders at different levels of the team. We're in a pretty good spot in that standpoint. But I think the leader needs to be Kyle Shanahan. What I mean by that is that, you know, we have the top left tackle in the league. We have the top running back in the league. We have a top two tight end in the league. You have a top two linebacker in the league. You have a top five corner in the league. You have a top five edge rusher in the league. You have an up-and-coming quarterback. I mean, I don't know what else. We need to get the job done, so we need the coach to be the leader and get this team over the hump. I'm not saying you can't, but that's who needs to be the leader because all the pieces are in place, and who knows what this team looks like next year. So we need Kyle Shanahan. You need to lead us. We need you. We need you. We need you not just in the regular season, not just against the Eagles in the rematch game or against the Cowboys. We need you when we have to face the Ravens and the Chiefs and the Bills and the Bengals. We haven't looked so good against those teams. So,
let me jump in before you hang up. I think I know your answer. This is why I'm jumping in. Who do you blame the Super Bowl loss on?
I put that on Kyle. I think
that was my answer.
I think we were fully healthy. There was no excuses. We're the superior team at that point. I know they had the best player, but I feel like in these situations, Kyle's shown that I don't know if he just gets tight. I don't know. I don't see the same Niners and Kyle in these do say against the Eagles in week five of the regular season.
I think.
That's interesting.
I think Kyle Shanahan has been the leader of the 49ers, and that has shown us that as a leader, Kyle Shanahan can only get you so far. I think Kyle Shanahan, if he is the leader of this team, has shown you how far he can get you, which is really damn close. I think he needs someone else to lead him over the mountaintop and into the promised land. That's where I look at Brock Purdy. That's where I look at Brock Purdy.
Make a play, you mean?
Kyle Shanahan isn't under center. Kyle Shanahan doesn't run routes. Kyle Shanahan doesn't tackle. Kyle Shanahan doesn't block. It's Kyle Shanahan to call plays. And I think he does it better than almost anybody in football. I say almost because there's a guy who's beat him a few times that does it, I think, a little bit better. But Kyle Shanahan has shown you that he can get you there. He can put you in a position. He can put a very talented team in the right position. But he's also shown that sometimes he gets a little tight.
Way. Yeah.
That's where I need the human element to come into play. That's where I need the player element to come into play. And that's where in a perfect world, I need guys to run better, to run faster, to throw the ball quicker, to make quicker decisions, to block better. That's where I need someone else to step in and lead. And I think the man that is most appropriate for that position is Brock Purdy.
Man, well said. I don't disagree, but You said block. I just thought of the third down the Niners had, could have scored, and Chris Jones just comes free, and they kick a field goal, Evan. So that happened in the Super Bowl on the biggest stage. Was that Kyle's fault? No. But you're right. Do your job.
It was also, it might have been his fault. His team didn't know the rules. Like, there are, you know, the coaching gaffes or whatever
that I
talked about.
Yeah.
But speaking of coaches, because you mentioned the hoodie, you mentioned Bill Belichick, he actually had something to say about what I believe was the biggest surprise of this summer from the Bay Area, and that was the drafting of Ricky Pearsall if Brandon Ayuk is back with the 49ers next year. I want to play that sound on the other side. Make sure to download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Also, make sure to join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society's San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by Atco Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. 888-957-9570 is the number. What is the biggest surprise of the summer in the Bay Area? Does it have to do with the Warriors? Is it the Giants? Is it the Niners right now? What has surprised you about this summer? I want to dig into that and more on the other side. Again, Evan Infrastani with Daryl the Guru Johnson. We're back after this, 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.